Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs level off around 83 today under mainly sunny skies, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 46 tonight, clear skies. Sunny skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 66. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, along with other state leaders, officially broke ground yesterday afternoon with the announcement of an expansion project for the State Defense Building that works through the Kansas Division of Emergency Management. As WIBW News reports, the project includes many different renovations, along with a new addition to the State Emergency Operations Center that would include a backup power system for emergency outages, along with a geothermal HVAC system, along with meeting international code standards and storm shelter requirements.
They had one computer. It was an Apple. And you took the floppy drive and put it in and out.
We'll have redundant communications, which we have now, but they'll be state-of-the-art. And then we'll have a lot of displays so we can provide situational awareness to our governor and elected officials.
The funding for the renovation project came through the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 from the COVID-19 pandemic. Mid-America Network News.
Ever wonder how a wind turbine works or how internet service gets to your house? Did you know you can get paid to fly drones or solve computer crimes? This is Felipe, the host of Cool Careers Episode 7. I'd like to invite you to learn about these really cool jobs through Cool Careers, a series for Kansas kids that stars real Kansas kids, like me. New episodes drop September 9th on HigherPaths.com and your local PBS member station.
Sponsored by HigherPaths and aired in cooperation with this station.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Those that may take public transportation around the state of Kansas have an opportunity to have their input, as the Kansas Department of Transportation says that they are opening up a statewide survey to help improve their public transportation services. As KSNT News reports, that according to the press release that was announced on Monday from the Department of Transportation, they say they are launching the comprehensive survey that's open to anyone across the state of Kansas, however specifically geared towards those that often use public transportation and intercity bus services. In a statement from the KDOT Public Transportation Manager, Reen Hart, they say, quote, public transportation plays a crucial role in connecting communities and allowing access to essential services across the state. The feedback we receive will guide our efforts to create a more efficient, accessible, and responsive transit system that meets the diverse needs of our communities. In other news, the company of Evergy has announced that they will be building two 705-megawatt high-efficiency natural gas plants across the state of Kansas. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. One eastern Nebraska small village says that they're looking at potentially relocating the entire town after concerns about frequent floods in the area. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, leaders within the flood-devastated village known as Winslow, Nebraska, says they are looking to try and relocate the entire town after multiple different floods from the Elkhorn River that had topped its banks, pouring up to 5 feet of floodwaters across the community, lying 16 miles north of the town of Fremont. According to the leaders, after the flood that happened back in 2019 is the latest one, the then 140 residents were all inundated with flooding, with federal officials offering homeowners to buy out their properties, in town leaders voting to pursue moving the town to higher grounds. Some of the town leaders, however, say that that conversation of relocating the town has stalled after the looks of building the town adjacent to the Logan View High School along U.S. Highway 77, with some even saying that the move will never happen at all.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Following executive sessions at a special Marysville City Council meeting this past Monday, Council moved unanimously to have a city administrator and city attorney contract with outside counsel regarding a personnel issue. This action followed multiple executive sessions at the previous regular council meeting a week earlier. At the end of that meeting, the city administrator mentioned that matters regarding pay issues were acknowledged. During an administrative and finance committee meeting Monday, potential added benefits for city employees were discussed, along with particulars as to the city hiring policy. Kansas Forest Service has confirmed the presence of the emerald ash borer on a private residence in Nemahal County, the second new sighting found in Kansas this year. The pest had been suspected in the area for several years. Only recently they'd found a live insect, which threatens forests by killing North American ash species and their cultivars. The discovery makes 15 Kansas counties in which the emerald ash borer has been confirmed. Landowners, especially those in counties where the insect's not already been detected, are encouraged to report suspected cases to the Kansas Department of Agriculture or Kansas Forest Service. Residents are reminded of a recommendation to avoid bringing firewood from another state or county where the emerald ash borer has been previously detected. Use local sources for firewood. With concerns about the U.S. Postal Service, you may deliver your advance ballots in person to your county clerk's office or place it in a drop box outside the courthouse, which is monitored by cameras. For those homebound or unable to get your ballots delivered, a group has been formed to pick up ballots and deliver those to the Marshall County Clerk's Office. Coordinated by Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson, you may contact her at 562-5361. She'll notify the appropriate people who will contact you for arrangements. Annual Fall Fest in Frankfort is planned this Saturday with cornhole registration at 10. Fall Fest activities will include vendors, food trucks, inflatables, a silent auction from noon until 5, costume contest and parade at 1:45 with trunk or treats for the youngsters. The Haunted Walking Trail begins with a Fearless Trail running 5:30 until 6:45. The Haunted Trail 7:30 until 10:30 Saturday in Frankfort. More information on Facebook at Haunted Hayrack and Fall Fest. Marshall County Health Department will take part in National Drug Takeback Day Saturday and will also host a child's car seat check and will offer vaccinations. The clinic in Marysville will be open from 10 to 2 Saturday. You can drop off outdated or unused drugs for safe disposal, have your child's car seat checked, and complete vaccinations at the Marshall County Health Department in Marysville, open Saturday from 10 until 2. Laura E. Franz, age 94, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the First Mennonite Church west of Beatrice. Interment in the Mennonite Cemetery. Visitation Thursday from 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary. Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Laura Franz. Leona I. Meyer, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Trinity Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Leona Meyer. Kurt D. Stewart, age 70, of Frankfurt, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Kurt Stewart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, beef stroganoff, French bread, salad, and mandarin oranges. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Memorial Presbyterian Church Marysville will host their annual potato bake Thursday, October 24th. Serving baked potatoes with broccoli and cheese, sausage gravy, taco, or chili, plus salad, homemade pie, and desserts. They'll be serving 11 until 2 with a free will offering. Potato bake at Memorial Presbyterian Church, 10th and Center in Marysville, Thursday, October 24th. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery available.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Staying sunny and cooler into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 60s and partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Sunshine throughout the day on Sunday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny and even warmer into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature, late October 66, record high on this date 91, the average low 41 and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 6:37. It's 46 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 24th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This year, it is very important to review your coverage as the Inflation Reduction Act has capped beneficiary out-of-pocket costs at $2,000 and added new programs to help pay out-of-pocket costs over time. Stop by Reed Insurance at 815 Broadway in downtown Marysville or reach me, Morgan Reed, at 785-727-4655. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Celebrate 35 years in business with Seneca Furniture's anniversary sale. Browse their two locations. Take advantage of mattress sale specials. Register for free prizes and enjoy complimentary refreshments. While you shop leading names including Ashley, Lazy Boy, Best Home Furnishings, Sealy, and Forever Bed. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2. Sale ends October 26th. Russ Dieters with Seneca Furniture says thanks for 35 years and going strong at Seneca Furniture.
New home, but someone might not be invited back. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Clippers with their first game at their new arena last night, but it's the Suns who come away with the win. It's a three-point victory in overtime. James Harden for L.A. went to the line, down two with 5 seconds to go, hit the first, but missed the free throw that would have tied the game. Warriors, a 35-point rout in Portland. In Philly, Bucks beat the Sixers. Damian Lillard had 30 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 25 for Coach Doc Rivers.
They're both dominant. Just the way they're playing. They're being patient, not forcing a lot. The floor is wide open. Our spacing is great, and that helps Giannis and Dame. I thought the start of the third quarter, we ran, I think, four ISOs in a row for Giannis. He only took two of the shots. The other two, he created two threes. That tells you where he's at.
Bucks get the win in Philly. Sixers playing without Paul George and without Joel Embiid. NBA will reportedly look into Embiid's situation with him not playing. Pelicans beat the Bulls in the loss. Lonzo Ball scores 5 in 14 minutes, his first game in more than 1,000 days because of injuries. Hawks get 30 from Trae Young in their win over the Nets. Paolo Banchero drops 33, Magic topping Miami. Cavs by 30 over Toronto. Grizzlies edge the Jazz 126-124. Pacers a 6-point win over Detroit. Capitals double up the Flyers on the ice 6-3. 5 straight wins for Washington after losing the season opener. Alex Ovechkin with an empty netter. Career goal number 855. He's 39 shy of Wayne Gretzky's career record. College football. Kennesaw State, a 4-touchdown underdog, stuns Liberty and wins 27-24. Liberty's first loss of the season. Kennesaw's first ever FBS win. Tua Tagovailoa returned to the practice field with the Dolphins yesterday, hoping to return this weekend from his latest concussion. Panthers will start Bryce Young at quarterback. Andy Dalton sprained his thumb this week in a car crash.
Shop Macy's lowest prices of the fall today for the season's best prices on what you need now. Save 40 to 60% on new styles to get you ready for cooler temps. Like cozy coats for your crew, the perfect sweaters for layering, and more fall wardrobe updates. Plus, don't miss amazing specials for you and your home. So good, they won't last. At Macy's.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Sat Brothers Petroleum applauds the area high school students who excel in academics such as debate, drama, technology, and other subjects that enrich the mind. Today's choices will make them tomorrow's leaders. From Sat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Fall City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center proudly supports the Republic County students who dedicate their time to the pursuit of academic success. Good luck in this week's events. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Last week's rally is just a memory on the trading floor. The Dow Jones yesterday gave up another 400 points to close at 42,515. The S&P faded 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite took a 1.6% hit. The walkout by 33,000 Boeing machinists drags on. Over 60% of the rank and file voted last night to reject the latest contract offer from the aerospace company. The strike, now into its sixth week, has shut down Boeing's production lines. Economists will study today's release of weekly first-time jobless claims for signs of weakness in the job market. Initial applications came in last week at 241,000, an unexpected decline. The consensus this week is for a slight uptick in claims. It's getting cheaper to buy a used electric vehicle. A new study from the site IC Cars says used EV prices have been slumping lately. The biggest decline is for older Tesla Model 3s, whose price is down nearly 25% this year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Thursday now, and as we inch closer to the opening bell for this Thursday day of trade, let's first and foremost get you a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday. It was a somewhat mixed day pretty much across the board. Corn and soybeans did see some gains, but the wheat market felt a little bit of pressure. Cattle markets were also down yesterday. October live cattle dropped 42 cents down to 187.62. December down 25 at 187.87. And in the feeder cattle markets now, October October feeders down 85 at 248.57. November down $1.70 at 247.22. Hogs were higher though. December lean hogs up $1.05 at $80.17 per hundredweight. February up 60 at 83.40. All right, let's take a look through the grains and oil seeds through the overnight pre-trade session. Again, just kind of a sneak preview as to maybe what the traders are thinking about before the opening bell gets rung. As we see spring and Chicago wheat higher, but Kansas City wheat is about a half cent lower. December down a half at 585 a bushel. March down 3/4 cents at 599 and a half. Mixed for the oats, later contracts are higher, but December oats down to 380. That's a half a cent in the red. Corn is slightly higher to start the morning. December corn up 2 3/4 to 421 and 3/4. March up 2 1/2 to 434 and a half. Into the soybeans, they're leading the way. November beans up 7 1/4 to 1004 and 3/4. January up 6 1/4 to 1011 and a quarter cent. December soy meal, though, is down 30 at 314.70. However, soy oil up 83 at 44.22. Cotton is also a little bit lower this morning. December cotton down 12 at 72.39. Energy markets are generally higher. Crude oil up 65 to 71.42. Unleaded gas is up a penny to 205 a gallon. Heating oil also up 1 cent to 223. And natural gas up a nickel at 239. We see gold up $20.70 to 27.50.10. Silver's up 48 to 34.32 per ounce. Dollar index, though, is down 28 at 103.990. Sam Speck with the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Approximately 500 bird species have started their migration south and will be making stops in Kansas this fall. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist Joe Gerken says this mass movement creates a prime opportunity for bird watchers in the state. He lists birds commonly seen in autumn.
I mean, a lot of people know about ducks, right? And so the big green-headed ducks are called mallards, and so mallards start to show up in pretty big numbers. There are some mallards that stick around all year, but you'll start seeing more of those. We've already seen blue-wing and green-wing teal start to move through, so they start their migration a little bit earlier. They have a little bit smaller body size, and so they may be moving through a little bit earlier, and they might start moving out, you know, in the next month or so, assuming we get some colder temperatures. So lots of different types of ducks, gadwalls, pintails, just really a lot of diversity with ducks. It's a great time to look for cranes. And so one of the really cool things that happens this time of year, late October into early November, is that sandhill cranes move through. And a lot of times there'll be a few whooping cranes with those flocks as well.
Gerken discusses differences people may observe in birds this time of year.
One of the biggest changes that you'll see is changes in their plumage. And so a lot of these birds are brightly colored or have really bright feathers when they're in their breeding plumage. And so when they're up north and they're mating throughout their life cycle in the spring and early summer, they'll have really bright coloration. But as they move into the fall time frame, a lot of those bright colors go away and they tend to be more drab, so more browns, more blacks, just kind of more overall colors. But that's important to keep in mind when you're out birding and looking at different birds to make sure that you're looking for the right plumage and you can identify the different birds that you're seeing.
He shares fun places to bird watch.
You'll see birds at your backyard pond. You can see them at reservoirs, but there's two places that I definitely want to highlight. One of those is the Quivira National Wildlife Refuge, and that's a federal refuge that's managed by federal agencies, but just lots of water and lots of area that these birds can stop by. A really important stopping point for a lot of these birds as they make their migration south. Another really popular and really important place is Cheyenne Bottoms, and that's owned and operated by the state of Kansas. So both of these places have lots of opportunities to see lots of different birds, lots of different habitats where you can see a big diversity. And also they have really good loops and driving areas where you can get in and get access to sites where you can see a lot of these really cool birds that are passing through.
That was Joe Gerken, Kansas State University Fisheries and Aquatics Specialist, with information on what birds Kansans could be seeing during the fall migration. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a feeder calf sale today with nearly 1,300 head of early consignments. Those include 2 5-year-old bred registered Hereford cows, 1 3-year-old registered Hereford cow, a 2-year-old Hereford heifer, 1 4-year-old registered Hereford bull, 4 5-year-old black cow-calf pairs, 3 black running age bred cows, 5-year-old spring calving cows, 5 to 7 months bred, 8 Charlie, black steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds. 43 black steers and heifers, 4 to 6. Half a dozen crossbred bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 26 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 650. 48 black steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 650. 18 red steers and heifers, 475 to 6.25. 15 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 38 weighing 5 to 6. 25 crossbred steers and heifers at 5 to 6. 16 black steers and heifers, 5 to 6. 20 weighing in at 5 to 6. 12 at 5 to 6.25, with 60 weighing in at 5 to 650. Also, 18 red and white faced steers and heifers, 5 to 6.5. 50 black and red steers and heifers, 5 to 6.5. 48 black and Charlie steers and heifers, 5 to 6.5. 75 Charlie cross steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7. 50 black Charlie cross steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 15 red steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 30 crossbred steers and heifers, 5 to 7.50. 33 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 6.50. 18 red and black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 6.50. 12 black steers and heifers, 5.5 to 6.50. 68 black and white faced steers and heifers weigh 5.50 to 7. 25 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 700 pounds. 25 black steers and heifers off grass, they weigh 6 to 7. 11 red Angus steers, 6 to 7. 39 black Charolais steers and heifers, 6 to 750. 95 black steers at 7 to 850. 17 red and white faced black and white faced steers and heifers, 7 to 9. 29 black steers and heifers, their yearlings, 750 to 9. 25 crossbred heifers, 8 to 8.25. 21 black and red steers, native cattle off grass, weigh 8.5 to 9. 58 black steers, 875 to 9. 60 mixed steers, 9 to 9.25. 55 black steers off grass, weigh 9 to 9.50. And 30 black steers, yearlings off grass, weigh 9 to 9.50. Those early consignments, big run of cattle for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 46 degrees this hour. Highs warm back up today, topping 80 this afternoon.
What's the future hold for your love life? Old-time wisdom held that apples were a crystal ball of sorts. It's a look at apples and amore on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 24th, the 298th day of the year. Actor Kevin Kline has a birthday, and on this day in 1992, the first non-U.S. team took home a World Series pennant, the Toronto Blue Jays. We've been digging into folklore associated with apple harvest season, and romance is a subject in a surprising number of proverbs. One old-time custom was to name an apple seed for each of your sweethearts, then place on your cheek. The one that stuck the longest was the one who loved you most. Another legend says if you can break an apple in half with your hands, you can marry anyone you wish. And a folk belief from Kentucky holds that you can have the spouse of your choice if you can eat a crabapple without frowning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fascinating folklore at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Big news for the Kansas City Chiefs as they go into week number 7 of the regular season for the NFL. As according to those close to the conversation, the two-time defending Super Bowl champions have officially acquired three-time All-Pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins from the Tennessee Titans. Cake News reports that neither of the teams so far have made the official announcement of the trade. But if true, the 32-year-old Hopkins will give Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs another playmaker to help replace the injured receiver, Rashee Rice. So far, Hopkins has gone through the season with the Tennessee Titans with 15 catches, 173 yards, and one touchdown for the season so far. having a total of 943 career receptions, more than 12,500 yards, and 79 touchdowns throughout his career. In other news, as college basketball ramps up, the Hutchinson Community College women's basketball team has for the first time in the university's history ranked number one going into the early part of the season for their program history after starting last season number 51.
Marysville volleyball advanced through regional action this Monday, finishing second in the Region 1 bracket from Nemaha Central. The Bulldogs entered as the 8th seed, 11-8 on the season, and picked up wins over 9th-seeded Wellsville and 16th-seeded Riverside before falling to top-seeded Nemaha Central. Marysville will now travel to Royal Valley this Saturday for sub-state action. In a single elimination bracket, the Bulldogs will be the 4th seed and face top-seeded Royal Valley. At the North Central Kansas League cross country meet last Thursday, three Marysville cross country runners placed top 10, Mason Rader, Brenner Pilsel, and Nathan Miller, as the boys team finished fourth. Runners will compete at regional action this Saturday at southeast of Saline, with girls running at 10 a.m. and boys to follow at 10:30. At the Twin Valley League cross-country meet last Saturday, Blaze Bussing of Axtell and Mackenzie Baker of Washington County are your league champions. The Axtell Eagles claim the boys' title, while the Centralia Panthers claim the girls. Regional action again is this Saturday, with all TVL teams in action. Regional volleyball wrapped up Tuesday night, with many Twin Valley League teams making it to Saturday's sub-state round. On Monday, the Valley Heights Mustangs advanced and will host now sub-state action this Saturday as the top-seeded Mustangs host Marion in round one, followed by the winner of Harrington and Ebling Berean Academy. The top-seeded Hanover Wildcats will host sub-state and face 4-seeded Lost Springs, while on the other side of the bracket, 3-seeded Axtell meets up with 2-seeded Hutchison Central Christian. Centralia will be the final Twin Valley League team to host sub-state action this Saturday, as the top-seeded Panthers face off against 4-seeded Blue Valley, while 2-seeded Onega and 3-seeded Rural Vista battle on the other side of the bracket. Elsewhere around the league, Lynn is the 2-seed at Beloit St. John's Tipton. The Bulldogs will face 3-seed McPherson Ellora Christian, while top-seeded Beloit St. John's Tipton and 4-seeded Tescott face off. Finally, the 4th-seeded Washington County Tigers will match up with top-seeded Troy at Troy, with 2-seeded Burlingame matching up with 3-seeded Clifton Clyde. Winner of each sub-state will advance to state tournament action November 1st and 2nd. For KNDY Sports, I'm Max Blasky.
High school football action broadcast Friday. Marysville at Clay Center, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Axtell at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5. High school football on air, online, and on our mobile apps. Kansas, Kansas State, the Sunflower State Showdown Saturday. Kickoff at 7. Wildcat pregame begins at 5. Jayhawk pregame at 6:30. On your affiliate stations, KNDY.
KNDY.